Episode 2003, Hope for Long Days.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you enjoying your holiday weekend? Yes, here in the United States, we're enjoying the 4th of July celebration, and that means friends, family, great food, fellowship, and yes, a few fireworks. Today, though, is reflection, a day of sweet spirit inspiration for your vertical relationship with God. It's hope for long days. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, cue the fireworks, turn out the lights. Surely the pain and exhaustion will disappear in the night. Hope for long days. Where will you find that which turns around the day? No one wants to be slapped in the face knowing that what you thought your life represented was only a lie. A decade ago, there I sat pleading to understand more. Something was wrong, terribly wrong. The words I will never forget. I've fallen out of love. The sentence just rolled off the tongue, not knowing it would slice the heart in two, leaving only hurt, pain, and disbelief of what had been lived just two decades before. How can this be? Why me? I only gave, Lord, and now you taketh away. We don't always understand and know why things happen. We are consumed with our own thoughts and ideas of how life should look. Almost 17 years of marriage, my husband admits he has fallen out of love. My inner cry, Lord, why me? All I've ever done is to serve you, to love you. What does all of this mean? Where will this leave me? What about my 5 children? Hope gone in just a sentence. Heartbroken in just a breath. We don't always get what we ask for, at least not in the way we think it should show up in our lives. Instead, we are placed in situations, given circumstances to groom our hearts, to expand our minds, and to strengthen our soul in seeing what God has destined before us. Hope for long days. You may be treading water today, wishing that life was better or different. But how much of that has been you at work with God at the helm? Yes, God calls us to work, not just sit and wait by doing nothing. We are to be still and know that He is God, but that stillness does require action. It's not about waiting until lightning strikes. It's not about waiting for the fireworks to go off so you can see the beauty in the dark. No, you're to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, whether you're shopping at the grocery store, whether you're cooking dinner, whether you're disciplining the children, whether you're having a conversation with your husband, in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. I love that Proverbs. It's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Hope for long days is found in you trusting God and having faith. Now understand that this is not by a certain measurement. This is you truly acknowledging God and letting Him know every day that you are in it with Him. You know, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I had no idea where I would be the next day. I didn't know if my world would be turned upside down with my husband leaving me and taking our children. Every day was exhausting. Every day was defeated. Every day was empty. Or was it? My days were long, but I still had hope. I didn't settle with what the world expected me to feel or hope for. Exhaustion, defeat, and emptiness were placed at the foot of the cross. I did not bear any of it alone. Most people who didn't know what was going on, and that was like 99% of them, they had no idea what was really happening in my life behind the 4 walls. Why? because I didn't walk alone. Hope for long days is found in your journey with Christ. Nothing in this world will fill the void in your heart, mind, or soul except Jesus Christ. Today, I stand in His presence, knowing that by His strength, His power, His love, His grace, and His forgiveness, all battles are fought at the foot of the cross. I have hope beyond anything I can imagine, because I have God who loves me unconditionally, no questions asked, no excuses given. He loves me completely, and He loves you. Don't let your circumstances of today dictate the outcome of your tomorrow. God loves you. You know, on this special day, the day of reflection, of sweet spirit inspiration, where are you placing your hope? And in whom are you placing your hope? I want you to be honest with yourself. Use this as a time of reflection, not a time of self-deprecation. You are not taking yourself to the battlefield to beat upon you. But be honest, real, and raw. Let the tears fall and your heart soften to hear God's whispers just for you. This year, my husband and I celebrate over 3 decades together. Have they been perfect? No. But they have been beautifully carved and cared for by God, who loves us more than we can love each other. Hope for long days. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.